Divine Office. Monday. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens, my eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords. Like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we lift our eyes to you and pray. Confound the scorn of the proud and graciously show us your mercy.
Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help.
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side when men arose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled? Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us. Over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us as prey to their teeth. Our life, like a bird, has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you foretold that your disciples would be despised on account of your name, but that not a hair of their heads is ever forgotten. In times of persecution, defend and revive us by the power and comfort of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be freed from our enemies and praise your saving help.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children.
God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children.
Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began, to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved.
In him and through his blood, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians. We eagerly await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will give a new form to this lowly body of ours and remake it according to the pattern of his glorified body by his power to subject everything to himself. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of power and might.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
All generations will call me blessed, The Lord has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All generations will call me blessed. The Lord has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
We cry to the Lord who will come to bring us salvation.
Come, Lord, and save us.
Lord Jesus Christ, our God, Savior of all,
come swiftly and save us.
Come, Lord, and save us.
Lord, by your coming into this world,
free us from the sin of the world.
Come, Lord, and save us.
You came from the Father.
Show us the path that leads to him.
Come, Lord, and save us.
You were conceived by the Holy Spirit.
By your word, renew the same Spirit in our hearts.
Come, Lord, and save us.
You became incarnate from the Virgin Mary.
Free our bodies from corruption.
Come, Lord, and save us.
Lord, be mindful of all men
who from the beginning of time have placed their trust in you.
Come, Lord, and save us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Incline a merciful ear to our cry, we pray, O Lord, and casting light in the darkness of our hearts, visit us with the grace of your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.